Hare Krishna, can everybody hear me? How is everyone? Hare Krishna. Okay. I just thought of one thing, like sometimes after speaking to you all, I begin to wonder whether what I tried to convey has been properly and clearly conveyed to you. So if there is any question or if you need any clarification, please don't hesitate to let me know. Like just ask question after the class. Just feel free to ask questions. Of course, many of you do ask questions, and but I just wanted to make it clear, because last time when I gave the class, after the class, I was thinking whether I gave you all an impression that everybody has to just give up everything and become full-time devotees. Like, well, although that would be very nice if all of you became full-time devotees, but I also know that sometimes it's not possible for, because those who are in household life, you have to maintain your household responsibilities. And anyway, so once again, I go back to the main objective and mission that we all have. Our goal is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, in every town and village. And no one should have any doubt about that, that it will happen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said something, is bound to happen. And we have seen in front of our eyes how miraculously that has happened by Srila Prabhupada. What Srila Prabhupada achieved is inconceivable, and never ever it happened in anywhere in the past. Like there are many religious leaders there who established various religions, and those religions gained a lot of popularity all over the world, but no one has been able to achieve, whether it's Jesus Christ, whether it is Buddha, whether it is Muhammad, or even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He spread Krishna consciousness all over India. But he reserved the credit of spreading this movement all over the world to Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is an unique personality with an unique achievement. So we should not have any doubt that it will happen. Now, how long it will take, when it will happen, we may not know. But one thing we know, that one thing we should be completely convinced of, that it is bound to happen. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said it. So, and we have the responsibility to make it happen. Srila Prabhupada has done the main objective, main achievement. Prabhupada has achieved the major part of this achievement, major part of the mission. It has spread all over the world. And now all over the world, devotees are there. We all are there. And now we have to spread it. And as I gave the example, it doesn't matter what is our capacity, but according to our capacity, we should do that. According to our capacity. Just as Prabhupada gave the example of there are different types of birds. Some birds, like sparrows, they fly around the courtyard. Some other birds, they fly more distance. Then some other birds that fly from one country to another country, one continent to another continent, one planet to another planet. So according to the ability to fly, the birds fly. So similarly, we should try to preach according to our ability. We must try to spread Krishna consciousness. We must try to distribute Krishna consciousness to others according to our ability. And just as drops of water fill up the ocean, similarly, the collective endeavors of so many devotees will fill up or accomplish this very important mission. Won't it be wonderful when the whole world becomes devotees of Krishna? When the whole world comes under the banner, under the umbrella of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings? Of course, there are different religions, and we can see that most of the religions are speaking very basics, and many people have created a lot of misconceptions through their preaching. Like Islam is causing so much confusion and distress and atrocities all over the world today. Now, that is of course not the objective of that religion. It should not be. Like, you accept my doctrine, accept my religion, otherwise I'll kill you. So, that cannot be religion. And we can see, like, either in the past or in the present, in the name of religion, so much atrocities is going on. Now, Christians used to have their crusades, fight with other religions, kill them. Same thing with Muslims, they have their jihads. Whereas Krishna consciousness is the only movement that is spreading on the basis of knowledge, on the basis of information. That is what preaching is. Provide informations. Informations about the soul. Information about God. Information about spiritual world. Informations about our relationship with God. Informations about how that relationship can be established. Informations about when that relationship is established, what do we gain? What do we achieve? So this is the purpose of preaching. Purpose of preaching is not just to increase our number. Yes, we want to increase our number. We want to distribute this knowledge to others. But on the basis of knowledge, not with any other objective, not by any other means, not by force, not by bribery. Just give them the knowledge, appeal to their intellect. Just consider, what's the goal of this life? Consider, who are you? Consider the difference between matter and living entities. Dead matter and living entities. Our bodies are made of matter, and by nature matter is inert, but how come our bodies are alive? And that leads to understanding of the soul. And that leads to understanding that our actual identity is the spirit soul. This body is not me. This body made of matter is not me. Therefore, at some point, I leave this body. And when I leave this body, the body becomes dead. Meaning, the body made of dead matter becomes dead again. But I am the one who made this dead body alive. So I am immortal. I do not die. It's a body that dies. I am never born. Na jayate mriyate va kadachi. The first understanding of the soul. The soul is neither born nor does it ever die. Na jayate mriyate va kadachi. And that is the nature of the soul. And then we are getting all kinds of information about the soul, and that soul is me. The other day, I was actually seeing one a kind of a video presentation. Kind of a video presentation. I don't know where it was in the internet. It was showing Queen Elizabeth of England, Queen Elizabeth II, the Queen of England today, her body, when she was 6 years old or little baby, and then is in a flash, it is just changing her body. And then it is coming gradual, through that gradual change is coming to her today, an old woman. There was a time when she was a child, then she became a little girl, then she became a young woman, then like that, and now she's an old woman. Now if you consider, when she was a little baby, if we show that, just that picture, who is she? Queen Elizabeth. She's 16 years old. Who is she? Queen Elizabeth. 25 years old. Queen Elizabeth. Today, she is probably about 90 years old. Who is she? Queen Elizabeth. Now, who is Queen Elizabeth? That little girl, the young lady, the old woman today? That's just the body, but actually, it is the person, Queen Elizabeth. Now, this is actually, Prabhupada pointed out, through the diorama that we have, changing bodies. And I thought that this is such a wonderful demonstration of changing body. Like from just gradually through video, through the camera, photographs, is just going into the, going through the changes. So, this is a very, very common sense understanding. Like the soul. What is the soul? Where does the soul come from? Matter. That is the claim that modern scientists are claiming. The soul evolved from matter. Then Prabhupada's claim was, even if it evolved from matter, then why don't you create soul? All the matter is there, all the chemicals are there, and you can make all the arrangements of temperature and pressure. Then why don't you create soul out of matter? And the main understanding is, lower substance cannot give rise to bigger substance, greater substance. Soul is higher, matter is lower. So from lower things, we cannot get higher. From higher, we can get lower. like jokingly Prabhupada mentioned, that monkey never becomes man. We have never seen a monkey becoming a man. But we have seen many men becoming monkeys. So we have to understand, like, the simple understanding, the most important understanding is that the actual information, the relevant and appropriate information comes from bona fide source. From bona fide source it comes. The other day, there are some students here, and one of the students asked me, how can I know, how can I accept that Krishna is God? So my answer to that was, how do you know that Columbus discovered America? Everybody knows that Columbus discovered America. So how do we know? We know from proper source. We know from books. Books of geography, books of history are giving the information how Columbus discovered America. So similarly, if we want to understand who Krishna is, then we have to go to the resource, the proper source, and books, personalities and books. And ultimately we need a teacher who actually gives us the information, because this information is beyond material nature. These are not material information. All these informations are spiritual information. These informations are about one reality that we cannot see with our eyes or touch with our skin, touch with our hands. This is another reality altogether, beyond our sense perception. So we have to depend upon proper, authentic, reliable source. So please take to this process wholeheartedly, read Prabhupada's books, also listen to Prabhupada's tapes. You see, Prabhupada is providing all these informations to us. Prabhupada is providing all these informations. In order to give these informations to us, Prabhupada stayed through the whole night, translating and giving his purport. And why did Prabhupada take so much trouble? Because Prabhupada knew that the world needs these informations. And therefore Prabhupada took so much trouble. So Prabhupada took the trouble for us so that we can enrich ourselves with proper informations, proper knowledge, and give them to this world. First we receive it, and then we give it. First we become student, and then we become teachers. It is a teacher that in course of time becomes, it's a student that in course of time becomes a teacher. And teacher's business is to make other teachers. So that is the process that we have. That is what Krishna consciousness is. Srila Prabhupada gave us the knowledge. Now it's up to us to give the knowledge to the world. So please become very nicely involved in this Krishna consciousness movement. You all are young. It's the youth that make things happen. The old guide and young ones do things following their instructions. They achieve things. So please become very nicely involved in your Krishna conscious activities. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? This is from Abhiram Thakurdas from Italy, Torino. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. We see that today's people are very distracted by so many informations through internet, social networks, etc. And sometimes it's quite disappointing to see that they don't simply stand for one path, but they take Krishna consciousness as any other philosophy. How to convey to them the uniqueness of Krishna consciousness? Yes, Abhiram Thakur, this is the thing. Like, that's why we have to preach. It is through preaching that we have to make them understand that Krishna consciousness is not like in so-called other religions. Krishna consciousness is the purest form of religion. Krishna consciousness is the religion of the spirit soul. Other religions are mundane religions of the body. I'm born out of a Muslim, I'm Muslim. I'm born out of a Hindu, I'm Hindu. I'm born out of a Christian, I'm Christian. But Krishna consciousness is not speaking about those religions. Krishna consciousness is preaching about the eternal religion of all living entities, which is the religion of the soul. And what is the religion or the natural characteristic of the soul? To love God. And who is God? God is Krishna. God is all attractive. So please preach. And as I was saying, preach according to your ability. But preach. And while you're preaching, you also display your genuine concern for them. That is for their well-being that you are distributing this knowledge. You have nothing to gain from them. You are doing it, you are preaching, you are going out and giving them this knowledge, this wisdom for their benefit so that they can conquer death and they can enter into a world of joy, uninterrupted, continuous, endless joy. That is what we are distributing. Come, be happy with us. Enjoy the real joy that your heart is actually hankering for. The senses are hankering for sense gratification. Body is hankering for sense gratification through some pleasant touch, through some pleasant sight, through some pleasant taste. So this is how the body is trying to enjoy. But we can see at the end of the day, we are not satisfied. No matter how much one eats, he's never satisfied. No matter how delicious food he eats, no matter what a beautiful place that he lives, no matter how much sex he has, one is never satisfied. But when one comes to Krishna consciousness, because it is the real craving, real need of the soul, one immediately becomes satisfied. Heart becomes completely content. Harsh Das from Chennai. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Today, in the name of religion, many people think that whatever they are following is the best. Srila Prabhupada never told that Sankirtan movement is some sectarian movement. So many questions. So my question is, how can we practically preach to such people so that we make it very clear that we are acting on spiritual platform and not following some sectarian movement? You see, first consideration is, preach to those who are going to listen to you. Don't try to preach to people just to convince them. If they're not interested, if they're not willing to listen, don't waste your time. So preach to those who are going to listen to you. Those who are not going to listen to you, how are you going to convince them? Can you convince a dog about Krishna consciousness? No, because first of all, the dog doesn't have the intelligence. Similarly, and that's why they can't hear. They can't understand. But similarly, there are many human beings who do not have the developed intelligence, or because of their intense desire for material sense gratification, they are not interested to what you're presenting to them. Therefore, don't waste your time with these people. Try, but if they're not willing to listen, don't worry. At the most, give them some prasad. Those who are not going to listen to you and understand what you're saying, just give them some prasad. But those who are willing to listen to you, give it to them, the proper understanding. Therefore, the second consideration is, you understand first what Krishna consciousness is. And to the depth of your understanding, according to the depth of your understanding, you will be able to give it to others. As deeply you understand, that simply you can convince them. You can make them understand. So, these two considerations a preacher should have. The first consideration is, speak to those who are going to listen. You're preaching, so preach to those who are going to listen. And secondly, you become conversant with the topic so that you can preach to them properly. You can give them the knowledge properly. You can give them the understanding properly. Therefore, Prabhupada's books are so important, and we have to read Prabhupada's books. So Premananda Krishna Das from Singapore, Guru Maharaj, as your instruction, we have started Nagar Kirtan every Sunday after Guru Puja. We go to park and do Kirtan. We bring prasad and books for distribution. Few people in park taken books and they honored Mahaprasad. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Premananda. I know it is very difficult to preach in Singapore. Singapore government doesn't allow anyone to preach. Now that you are doing it, it's very, very nice. So, and do it nicely so that nobody will become intimidated. Nobody will try to complain. Do it nicely as if you're doing the right thing. Going to the park as if you are having a picnic, sitting down and singing. Nobody can complain. And then you're distributing prasad. Who can complain about that? You're giving such delicious Krishna prasad. And by eating that Krishna prasad, their intelligence will develop. And then by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, they'll understand Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much, Premananda Krishna. This is from Shyamkishore Das. I'm laughing because Shyamkishore is just here listening to me. Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to you. In the West, what are some practical ways to preach to the local youth? Kindly enlighten. You see, the best way to preach to the youth is by befriending them. Make friends out of them. Meet them, have exchanges, communications with them. And this is how you befriend them. And then gradually you can give them Krishna consciousness. In the West, you see, that's the difference between India and other countries. In India, most of them know Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada told that in India, 90% people are Krishna conscious. And the other 10% give them the philosophy and make them understand. And the 90% that are Krishna conscious, their Krishna consciousness has been covered by all kinds of nonsense preaching. Actually, that's the problem with India. These so-called sadhus, they don't have any understanding. They are Mayavadis. And Mayavadis are Krishna Aparadhi. Mayavadi, Krishna Aparadhi. Mayavadis are offenders to Krishna. So we can see most of these sadhus are offenders to Krishna. Because they don't accept Krishna. They don't. If they don't accept the form of the Lord, how can they accept God? Therefore, their goal is to become God themselves. Whatever they're doing is to become God themselves. Now, who wants to become God? The demons want to become God. I'm sorry to say things in so clear, boldly. But that is the problem today in today's India. They may be nice people, they may speak nicely, they may quote scriptures. But the bottom line is that they are not accepting Krishna. Ravan was very scholarly. Ravan was one of the greatest scholars of the Vedic wisdom. He was the best performer of sacrifice. But still, Ravan is a demon. Why? Because he didn't accept Krishna. He didn't accept Ramchandra. So, that's the unfortunate state of affairs in India. Like, knowingly or unknowingly, these people have become so averse to Krishna consciousness, the sadhus. And they are so popular. All these people, they think that they are the real saintly persons. And as a result of that, they are not getting the knowledge. But when you preach, it will work. For example, Ujjain is a place where lots of sadhus actually converge. Lots of sadhus live there. And local people naturally are, mostly all the local people were Mayavadis. But after we went there, they're changing. Those who are impersonalists, they're becoming devotees. Because of preaching Srila Prabhupada's message, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. An intelligent class of people understand. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Aradha Bhagavan Das, Kolkata. Often we see that organizations go through an organic maturity process of storming, norming, forming, etc. Is it right for devotees to look at our organization as one which will go through these material phases of maturity? Is it right for devotees to consider taking up academic research in management to help do a benchmarking of how non-profit volunteer-based organizations mature and grow. Please forgive me if I am viewing this from a material point of view. No, that's fine. You see, whatever can be applied in Krishna consciousness is good. So, I don't know what you mean, what you meant by forming and norming, etc. Forming, storming, for norming and forming. Like Krishna consciousness came as a tornado or a wave. Yes, it caused a lot of upheaval, especially in the youth community those days. Storming, norming, and forming. Anyway, the thing is that whatever will make people understand Krishna consciousness, go ahead and do it. Just do it. We don't used to have all this management consideration, ISKCON movement needs to be organized. It needs to be managed, more expertly we manage the institution, more effectively it will spread all over the world. So that is necessary. Wherever there is any expertise, like Arjun is an expert warrior. And he is fighting the battle on behalf of Krishna. So similarly, if you're into corporate world, whatever you're learning, use it in Krishna consciousness. There's no harm. Or rather, that is desirable. Jagat Jivan Das, Ujjain, thank you very much for inspiring us to practice and preach Krishna consciousness. Sometime for the sake of preaching, few preachers have lost their own spiritual life. So how to make balance so we don't fall into over-endeavor? Means what is the borderline between endeavor and over-endeavor? When you say that some people lost their spiritual life due to preaching, it sounds very strange to me. By preaching, one becomes even stronger in spiritual life. By preaching, no one should lose his spiritual life. I think any preacher can testify that. Why should one lose his spiritual life by preaching? But one can say that while they're going out and preach and coming across Maya and loses his spiritual life due to falling in Maya, that means they are not really preaching. They're not preaching, they're speaking without really properly understanding it. A proper preacher will never fall down. Rather, by preaching, we remain fixed up. When you tell others, follow the four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds, read Prabhupada's books, then isn't it obvious that we also have to do that? Those who speak but do not mean it, they are being hypocritical. They are telling me, do this, do that, and so forth, but I don't do it. So what's the use of that? So it's only when due to that one leaves Krishna consciousness, goes away. Thank you.
Question with the balance system. The balance or endeavor.
There's no balance. It's just this. Either preach or don't. There's nothing to balance. This next question is Krishna Khanna, Delhi. We believe that Krishna consciousness is a religion of soul. However, all our devotional ways and rituals are related to Hinduism. This has been raised by a lot of my colleagues and friends, and I had no real answer to this. We also often focus on what to wear, how to keep our hair, etc. All of that is related to the body, as per my limited understanding. How do we understand these rituals belonging to the soul? Okay, the first consideration is Krishna consciousness is not, or we can say, as you said, Krishna consciousness is related to Hinduism. Yes, Krishna consciousness is related to Hinduism because Hinduism came from Krishna consciousness. That's how it's related. And there is nothing wrong. The thing is, the problem is that the Hindus, although Hinduism comes from Krishna consciousness, but the Hindus, most of the Hindus today do not understand what Krishna consciousness or Vedic knowledge is. For example, the biggest problem with the Hindus is that they do not understand the difference between devatas and Bhagavan, demigods and Supreme Personality of God. And that is the problem with Hinduism today. Therefore, their understanding is that Hinduism is a polytheistic religion. Hinduism believes in many gods. No. The actual Vedic understanding is there is only one God. That is Krishna. Hinduism, in essence, is a monotheistic religion. But because they're confusing, getting confused about demigods and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dev Devi and Bhagavan, they're getting mixed up. That's the first problem with Hinduism. And the second problem with Hinduism is that the Hindus don't read the Vedas or the essence of the Vedas like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And try to understand that. And those who are explaining Bhagavad Gita, they themselves don't understand. Most of them, they're Mayavadis. Most of them are impersonalists. So how can they understand the essence of Bhagavad Gita without accepting that Krishna is God and he's speaking and Arjuna is his devotee and he's understanding? So that is the problem with Hinduism today. And pertaining to the body, yes, we have to do things with body because our consciousness is in the body today. So to approach the soul, we have to start with the body. If I ask you, what is you, who are you? What will be your answer? Won't you say that I am the son of such and such person, I am this, I am that. All this identification is with the body. And since your consciousness in your body, since you are in your body consciousness, we have to start with the body and shave the head. Because when you shave the head, then your 90% of your beauty goes. Because 90% of your beauty lies in your hair. So when you shave the head, then you don't think I'm so handsome or I'm so beautiful. So, and then you dress in a certain way, because especially those who are brahmacharis and sannyasis, they need to dress in a certain way so that people can understand. Just like a policeman wears a uniform. Just by seeing a policeman wearing, who is in uniform, you know he is a policeman. And you can, and this way, the Vedic, under Vedic culture was that everybody had a specific dress so that they could be recognized. Like a vaid, a doctor, used to dress in a certain way. Vaishya would dress in a certain way. A king or a kshatriya would dress in a certain way. So that is according to their occupation. A Kshatriya will carry a sword. Kshatriya will, king will carry a, wear a crown. But a Vaishya will never wear a crown. Vaishya will not carry a sword. So these dresses are, or are according to one's occupation. Similarly, Brahmanas, Seva, and a Sikha. Seva means, I'm not this body. And Sikha means, my antenna is pointed to only one person, Krishna. I have only one antenna. That is the purpose of the Sikha. Many hair means confused with so many ideas, so many thoughts. So I think this will be, let me see how many more questions. Okay, let me see. This one is, another question has come up. Okay, Guru Maharaj, this is from Govinda Saha, Panihati. Guru Maharaj, what is the line of difference between ego and self-respect? Ego and self-respect. Ego means, false ego means false identity. False identity means identifying with the body. That is the false identification. To identify, I am my body. And everything in relation to my body is mine. That is the false ego. And self-respect meaning that self-respect can mean in various degrees that I am supposed to be a good person. I am not going to do anything wrong. I must act in a noble way. Now, these are the consideration of self-respect. So, next question is from Dinavatsala Das, Bhuvaneshwar. Guru Maharaj, you mentioned about making people Krishna conscious by touching their intellect. We also hear how Srila Prabhupada wanted to cultural, of a cultural conquest. Although some devotees are preaching via culture such as by arts, dance, music, etc. However, only a few devotees do that. How to encourage more and more devotees to utilize their inherent skills by spreading Krishna consciousness? Yeah, culture doesn't only mean our dancing and singing and so forth. Yes, you can say that, yes, we dance, we sing. That is our culture. Our prasad is our culture. Everything we do is culture. And that is how we must reach out to them. That culture means, the actual Sanskrit word for culture is Sanskriti. Sanskriti literally means the process of purification. So, whatever we do is for the sake of purifying ourselves. And that is what we must present to the world and conquer the world. Shyam Vallabh Das, Ujjain. Many people who belong to lower caste are saying that Indians are actually Dravidian. They say that Aryans came from somewhere else in India. May you please clarify this confusion? This confusion has been created by the British. The British wanted to take the credit, or British didn't want to give Indians any credit. So India is an uncivilized country, and where from Europe the Aryans came, and they established a culture in India, which is so advanced. But these are all nonsensical propaganda. If you read the Vedas, if you read Bhagavad Gita, what do you see? What do you understand? Is Bhagavad Krishna 5,000 years back? Did Krishna come from London? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the culture. It's not either Indian or Dravidian or European. Prabhupada is pointing out that this is every civilized human being's religion. Everybody. Everybody has his right, birthright to become Krishna conscious. Everybody has his birthright to become related to Krishna. Next is Tukaram Das. In Odisha, when people come across ISKCON, they start developing taste of our spiritual life. But at that time, our spiritual organization, especially other Gaudiya Mats and Sampradayas related to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, start influencing them and people start going towards them leaving ISKCON. What should you do in those cases? How to give them protection? How to give them protection? Yeah, like, you know, in simple words, they're coming and stealing. We are making them Krishna conscious. We are bringing them. And they're taking them away. So what to do with them? Maybe remind them that the difference between ISKCON and them. What are they doing? What are they doing to spread Krishna consciousness? They didn't come, you didn't come by being attracted by them. It's Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada's teachings, Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's devotees made you attracted to Krishna consciousness. So a gentleman's qualification is that he is grateful. So if you get something from somebody and then leave them and go away, then that is a sign of ungrateful. So anyway, when they go to Gaudiya Math, you try to bring them back. Just as Gaudiya Math, people are going and stealing them from you. Now you go and retrieve them from them. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did with Kala Krishna Das. Bhattathari stole him and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and brought him back. Do that. And tell Gaudiya Math people, tell them straight, why are you stealing? You are supposed to be a Vaishnava. If you want to spread Krishna consciousness, come and join hands with us. Don't steal people from our group. Tell them straight. And make them understand that they're stealing. What they're doing is stealing. And a gentleman doesn't steal. What to speak of a Vaishnava? And from your side, you educate them, train them in such a way that they won't leave. After all, everybody has his own choice. But when they're innocent, they're susceptible to be misled. So give them proper understanding and knowledge. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare Gaur. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Vishatharine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.